This is On Second Thought. I'm Adam Ragusea in for Celeste Headlee. Youth reporters at Vox Teen Communications in Atlanta are turning their attention to the problem of relationship violence. The United Nations reports that children who grow up in abusive households are more likely to become perpetrators or victims of domestic violence later in life. And many types of abuse aren't physical. One common form of psychological abuse is known as gaslighting. Nia Simone Ray of Vox Teen Communications reports on gaslighting and how it can delay a victim's decision to seek help.
18-year-old Tylenza Hall is only weeks away from giving birth. The Atlanta Technical College student says she's excited about being a mother. It's her first child, a boy, who she has already named Tristan. But she's raising him without the baby's father.
He loved me, but he don't. Because the way he treat me, he say mean things to me that hurt my feelings. And it's like when I bring it back up to him, he get amnesia.
What seemed to be a loving relationship at first gradually worsened as her boyfriend became verbally abusive. She recalls confronting him, but those conversations led to a dead end.
You said it and you hurt me, and now that I'm bringing it back up to you, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Unable to get through to her partner, she was left questioning whether she was the problem of the relationship rather than her boyfriend. What Tylenza Hall went through is called gaslighting. Because the phrases most associated with gaslighting are so commonly used in everyday conversation, friends and family can sometimes unknowingly perpetuate abuse outside of the dating relationship.
You're too sensitive.
You know you have trouble remembering things correctly.
You're always making something out of nothing.
You can't even remember what you had for breakfast this morning. How can you even trust your own memory?
According to the National Domestic Violence Hotline, gaslighting is a seemingly harmless yet rather common emotional abuse tactic. The term comes from the 1944 film Gaslight. The film features an emotionally abusive husband who manipulates his wife into questioning her own sanity for his personal gain. This dangerous tactic is primarily used by abusers in relationships.
And you thought I was being cruel to you. Keeping
no,
people away
not
from
cruel.
You. Making you a prisoner.
Oh, you're the kindest man in the world.
Whatever form gaslighting takes, its outcome is often the same. Isolate the victim and prolong the abuse. Margaret Lisi serves on the board for the Atlanta-based Partnership Against Domestic Violence. I caught up with her at this year's PADV Teen Summit, where teens from all over the metro Atlanta area gathered to learn about teen dating violence.
When I started dating, I dated guys who were abusive. And I just was, first of all, I was grateful for the attention. I was grateful to be validated, to be attracted enough to be dated by good-looking guys who are popular, and that they treated me badly was not unusual because that's the way my family treated me.
This is the type of story Macon-based attorney Tomika Daniel hears about on a regular basis. Daniel says that she handles domestic violence cases and that she often hears how complaints of abuse fall on deaf ears.
I just shared one of those stories where the mother was finally approached about the abuse that was going on with her daughter, and she says, oh, well, it's not that bad. It wasn't that bad. You know, again, it's kind of minimizing what the abused person feels and what they're going through, and once that abused person gets enough of that, they're going to start to believe it and say, well, gosh, maybe it really didn't happen. Maybe it wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
Daniel says even if they're not sure about abuse claims, adults can play a critical role in breaking the cycle of violence among teens.
One of the things that I try to tell the advocates is don't allow your own judgments to determine that there's no violence there, that there's no domestic violence. I always say let's take it to the judge and allow the judge to make the determination. That way, if we go before a judge and a judge says, well, there's no violence here, and then he kills her, they're going to look back at the judge's decision to find out how he made his decision. They're not going to look back at me and say, well, you didn't believe her enough to even take the case to court.
She says that speaking up about abuse is a matter of what's right and wrong.
They won't be legally responsible in that sense. Morally, they're going to feel really bad, but there is no legal responsibility against them, no.
But advocates say we should not wait until court to show support for victims of abuse. When I spoke earlier with Tylenza Hall, the pregnant 18-year-old from Atlanta, she told us about how her boyfriend abused her and then completely denied it. If it had not been for the support from her family and friends, she says that she might have never opened her eyes.
I used to think everything was my fault because of the things that he was doing. Until I actually just was like, now I know it's not me. It's you. My friends don't like him. My family don't like him. And it's like I'm beginning to not like him as well.
As she reflects on the abusive relationship, Hall is focused on the future. As her journey begins, Hall has this advice to those on a similar path.
If you feel like you need to talk to yourself, talk to yourself. If you feel like you want to talk to somebody else, talk to somebody else. Like, if you want to talk to your cat, talk to your cat. I mean, people or something is always there to actually listen.
For Vox Teen Investigates, I'm Nia Simone Ray in Atlanta.
Nia Simone Ray worked on that great story under the mentorship of On Second Thought producer Sean Powers. Vox will hold a series of events about teen dating violence in Atlanta this weekend. Visit On Second Thought at gpbnews.org for more information.